This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, one of our sponsors here. They're the only family-owned and operated funeral home in Greeley, Evans, in the Greeley, Evans area. Their motto, it's pretty simple, live well, but plan ahead. Services as unique as life. Give Scott or Robin or a member of their wonderful staff a call today, 970-330-6824. Also, this show brought to you by Norfolk Iron and Metal. They are looking for members to join their team. Visit their website at norfolkiron.com or call their Greeley location at 970-352-6722 to find out why your next job should be at Norfolk Iron and Metal. What? I mean, this is, I think Mike's trying to call in right now, Angel. We'll see. If you want to maybe try to give him a buzz right back, and we'll see if he's on the line. We'll always catch up with Mike Brohard. There he is. Mike Brohard of CSURams.com. Mike, my friend, always good to catch up with you.
How are you doing today, sir?
You know, I'm doing pretty good on the Broncos side, Mike. It was a bittersweet day yesterday with Von Miller being traded, but if you take a step back, it looked like it was the right move on paper. But I got to tell you, Mike, I could never be a GM. I get too invested in these guys.
Yeah, it's took you back. I don't know. I'm still not as upset about that trade as I am Nolan Arenado.
Oh, yeah. That was so there you go. Okay, that was the answer to our poll question. Which guy did you hate to see leave the most? And you would that is winning, by the way. It's like 75% of the voters are saying Nolan Arenado, so you are not alone.
Well, it's one of the dumber trades of all time. You not only get rid of your best player, but you give them $50 million to take them away. So.
Yeah, I think that adds to a lot of the frustration. No question about it. Mike, a rough second half for Colorado State against Boise State. Man, they looked like they were rocking and rolling, especially in that first quarter. But, you know, settling for field goals ended up, as we see in football, ended up being the demise of this one, and CSU has yet to beat the Broncos. But there were some positives you can take from it, but still, walking away at the end of the day, folks frustrated about that one.
Yeah, and with good reason, because you see a team come out and they're up 13-0 right away. But there's also a little bit of that, oh, God, did we miss chances when we didn't score in the red zone with touchdowns? And then the other two things, the things that were most striking to me were they didn't play, and it's complimentary football. It's when your punter goes out there and pins a team on the three twice, you should not give up a touchdown. The Rams gave up two. 297-yard drives in that game, and that's just not what you do. I mean, Ryan Stonehouse flipped the field, gave them every advantage that the defense needed, and they didn't capitalize on it. They had another really cold, stalled third quarter. That allowed Boise State to gain some momentum, and it took off from there.
Yeah, and you're right. That's so frustrating. I was watching in the stands on Saturday. And when Stonehouse punts, I mean, I'm serious, man, and you've seen it, everybody just kind of stops. It's like time stops for a minute because we're about ready to witness something great, and it's a punt, for crying out loud, but it's so magical to see it. But it's even that much more frustrating, like you said, when you see a great punt like that, and then you just see the offense take it from there and run right down the field.
Yeah, that's a hard part. I mean, when you have a weapon like Ryan Stonehouse, and I think it is rare, but I CSU fans love watching him punt because he's just been so good for so long. I mean, he is the NCAA's career active leader, career leader overall in punting average, and he's good. And he will get some distance, and he will get some height, and he will pin teams. But the reason you want a punter like that is so your defense has the advantage, and you expect the defense to take hold. The way the defense had played the 2 weeks prior, you didn't expect to see either one of those drives happen.
Yeah, and again, with Boise State, if you give them so many opportunities, at those kind of teams, and a lot of teams, Mike, it's almost like a confidence booster when you say, hey, we're not playing our best football, but we're only down 13-0. Wow, we can do this thing. And if you let that stick around long enough, especially a team like Boise State with the history plus Hank Bachmeier, most of the time they're going to find ways to take advantage of it, and they did in that second half.
And they did. And Boise came at CSU's defense with a different tempo than they've seen. a lot of quick passing, which kind of negated the pass rush, which has been so effective for Colorado State this year. So they came in with a good game plan, but still, 97-yard drive. There's too many opportunities for mistakes to be made in that, and they just didn't make them. So you tip your hat to Boise State, but I also know that CSU's defense walks away going, we can't let that happen.
Yeah, I know they were frustrated too. In talking to Scott Patchen yesterday, he was down on himself, and you know, of course, this defensive line. We've talked about how good they be. Well, good can they be? They need to be great. Obviously, that's kind of a leading unit for this team going forward. But Mike, all can be, I don't know, forgotten, but maybe forgiven. You got the border war coming up this week, and you know, I'm always amazed when I ask fans this question. I'm like, would you rather go to a bowl game? Or just beat your rivals and that's it. You don't go to a bowl game. I'm astonished all the time. People are like, we just want to beat Wyoming. We just want to beat Air Force. And, you know, back in the day, we just want to beat the Buffs. They want to beat those rivalries. It's so damn important for Colorado State.
It's so damn important for every college football program. That's what your fan base goes on. Do you beat your rivals? It's the one knock that they had against Montana. Nicky won his first two rivalry games and then didn't win another one. You've got to beat your rivals, and Wyoming is the most heated one of all time. I mean, this goes back to one of the oldest rivalries in college football. We don't even agree on the one loss record, but everybody knows CSU holds the advantage. But it's one of those games that it brings out aggression, and it brings out animosity in the fan bases. And the Rams are going to hear a lot of colorful language directed at them from the stands. And it's what makes college football fun. Those rivalries, they get amped up. Everybody's queued up for these games, and they're important to win. But those are the games that people circle on the coach's resume. Did you beat your rival?
Yeah, I mean, and again, you look at this with all the controversy going around with Coach Addazio, and again, we don't have to call it controversy, but fans are, you know, fans get frustrated fast, and there's frustration certainly with especially the last 2 weeks. But if you can find a way to beat Wyoming, and then, of course, we look on to Air Force, but beating Wyoming, first thing first, Addazio's got two in a row when it was taking a while. I mean, Mike, correct, did Bobo beat Wyoming once? Is that right? And if that's the case, then, man, you got a guy that already beat Wyoming twice in a row. That's got to stand for something.
It would stand for something. I mean, that's the one. Yeah. You talk to traditional people. I know the college kids on campus. You know, when the Rocky Mountain Showdown was being played 10 years ago, you wanted to beat your school that was, you know, bigger than you supposedly. And, you know, CU's referred to CU as little brother. And so that made maybe younger fans, but the traditional CSU fans want nothing more than to embarrass Wyoming on an annual basis in whatever we do. So it's football takes the cake most of the time. When you play for the Bronx, but they want to beat them in basketball. They want to beat them in tennis. They want to beat them in swimming, which they'll do on Friday before the football game. That's what they want. I mean, I talked to a former player who retired and moved down to Arizona, and he ran, you know, just like a landscaping firm. And, of course, people in Arizona like to go down and spend their winters there. So every time he'd see a Wyoming plate, he would get stickers from Tom Ehlers when he was director of player personnel. And every time he'd see a Wyoming plate come into his parking lot, he would put a CSU sticker on. That's what this thing means.
Yeah, well, no, I absolutely love that. You're right. That's what sucks kind of about all this conference realignment every single – well, now we're going to be in it probably all every single year. But, you love those rivalries. You love to build on that. When you look at Wyoming, Mike, what concerns do you have? They started off the season 4-0, but we looked at their schedule. It wasn't a crazy tough schedule. So then they get into conference schedule, and now they've lost the last four, sit at 4-4. What sticks out to you when you look at this team as far as concerns for the Rams going forward?
Well, last week, CSU didn't run the ball very well against the Boise State defense that wasn't exactly great at stopping the run. And so the fact that CSU was averaging less than 2 yards per carry with their traditional run game, i.e. the running backs, and knowing that Wyoming doesn't mind putting a safety in the box, CSU's got to find the run game. That's a lot of what Steve Addazio pointed out. That's part of the problem in the red zone. If you can't run in the red zone, you kind of become one-dimensional on teams. No, they didn't run at all in that game outside of what Todd Senseo was able to do. So they've got to be able to run the ball against Wyoming. These are two teams that offensively and defensively, they take the same approach. They want to play really good defense. They want to grind it out on offense through the run game, and they want to wear teams down. So who's going to win the battle of attrition in this? One team's going to have a run game that kind of stands out. CSU is going to obviously want to stop the run. They did give up 400 yards of total offense to Boise State, which they hadn't done since the opener. They're going to want to remedy that. They're going to make it tough for a Wyoming offense that was really struggling until they got three touchdowns last week. So they've got to make Wyoming, you know, they've got to make Wyoming struggle again on offense, and they've got to find some ground. They've got to find some firm ground in the run game. They really do this week.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see, get that run game just really rocking and rolling this Saturday. Mike, appreciate you as always. What are you working on for us, man? All things CSU related that we can check out.
You know, I took a look today. It's come out in about 12 minutes that, you know, Todd Senseo really has progressed as a quarterback, and that's been important for the offense. And he was as advertised. He's been a really good leader for that offense. We'll take a little bit deeper look at some other things down the road, stopping Wyoming next day. But, you know, looking at our tennis team, which has set some history this year by qualifying people for fall nationals for the first time in program history. And so there's a lot to work on.
There's a lot of great stuff going on too, with athletics in general, with Colorado State.
Yeah, crossover season. You got basketball season. It's already started. You know, women's basketball plays their exhibition on Wednesday. Volleyball's got a bounce back match on Thursday. So yeah, it's a fun time. It's a very busy time.
It's a busy time, man. And I know not many busier than you, especially around this time of year. So we'll let you get back at it, my friend. Appreciate you taking some time to talk to us as always, and we'll catch up next week.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Well, with Mike, we'll look forward to talking CSU basketball. They start next week, a week from today. 49 minutes after the hour, Angel's going to come back and tell us what's on tonight. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.